Who were the princes of Southern Powys? The Chronicle of the Princes, or Brittatu Isogion, has the following entry for 1187. In that year, Owain, son of Madog, was slain, a man of great celebrity, for he was powerful and comely and amiable and generous and a pattern of good manners, at Carrickover by the two sons of Owain Cyfaeliog, to wit Gwenwynwyn and Cadwallon, and that by nocturnal treachery and plot. Here is the first mention of Gwenwynwyn, prince of Southern Powys, and it's not too flattering. Yet if you want a model of how Welsh princes behave towards one another and their marching neighbours, allies and enemies, not to mention a snapshot of the interactions between the kings of England and the native ruling classes in Wales, in Gwenwynwyn we have a good example. The career of his son Gruffydd similarly demonstrates the complex nature of Welsh assimilation and how the power balance in Wales and its borders could shift. The political situation in Wales was at this time hugely complex, and every Welsh kingdom had its own cultural, economic and political context, which makes it very difficult to view the situation in Wales as a whole. In Southern Powys, however, we are able to see, in the words of Towton Carr, the process of transition by which a Welsh ruler could become a Baron of the March, and a Welsh kingdom a Marcher Lordship, which brings into question wider issues of Welsh identity, which will only be touched on here.